Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. Mike, just my producer, just told the most awesome joke. I was going to do a show about the Golden Dome, and he's bald, and he just literally started talking about his bald head. Threw me off guard here. But here we are. He's still laughing in the background. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about, obviously, what Trump is doing and how it relates to Russia and China and their moves and how they want to kind of swap the power in the world. But first, go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is your best resource for you to understand the full picture of the two imperialistic forces that are at war with each other for control of this planet. Everyone is going to have to choose a side. You're either one side or the other. If you choose to sit this out and you want to sit on the sidelines, you're basically you're benefiting whatever side is killing the other. So it's just the way humanity is. It's just the truth about what is going on. And you are in the midst of this giant civilization battle. And it's a curse to both know, and it's also a blessing to know. It's kind of weird that way. So once again, theawakener.ca, you can subscribe to my Instagram. You can actually send me personal messages. I know a bunch of you actually do. Don't be shy. It's great to hear from you. So in regards to this Golden Dome, and obviously the Golden Dome of Palestine, and everything that's going to happen, listen, the enemy's on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. Why are they on a clock? Well, number one is a plethora of factors, okay? So as you know, I've talked about how Iran and North Korea have EMPs in space that have both been benefited by a covert Soviet plan to arm Iran and North Korea with nuclear weapons. And obviously, their nuclear weapons program are far more advanced than the media is reporting to anybody. Not only are North Korea and Iran not in primitive stages of development of, atomic bombs, as the media says, and, oh, they're just enriching uranium now and they're looking for their first. No, they have miniaturized EMPs in space, nuclear weapons in space on satellites. And this is the moment we're at. Why does this all relate to everything? Well, as you know, Trump is trying to shake hands with Iran in peace, as he appears to be, which he doesn't come for. And, he's trying to act as the good guy here and say, hey, Iran, we want you to stop a nuclear program. And Iran knows that, listen, you're going to catch us with this very advanced nuclear program. We don't want people to know about. So there's going to be no peace. There might be a temporary deal here and there, but no long-term peace whatsoever. So if Iran loses its nuclear program, ladies and gentlemen, through a few bombs and is destroyed, this EMP weapon they have in space right now is eventually due to be decayed from satellite or orbit. These satellites in lower Earth orbit decay, and they're not up there forever. So we're on a clock. It could be 6 months. It could be 4 years. But eventually that EMP, that method of attack on the Western world and Israel, is going to decay, and it's not going to be useful anymore. At the same time, what happens if Trump takes out this nuclear? They can't do this again. They can't put this into space anymore. They're put back 30 years. And what is Trump putting in this meantime? He's promoting the Golden Dome. Well, what is the Golden Dome going to be? It's very much like Ronald Reagan wanted to put in office before he was, they tried to kill him. What is it? It's a method to shoot down all nuclear weapons from outer space through a tracking method. Now, this is really interesting because obviously Russia and China don't have this technology. And if this comes through, it's going to make the U.S. basically, it's going to win this war. There's nothing that's going to happen that's going to, you know, penetrate these defense systems. And this is a game changer, a win for World War III. So the enemy right now wants to go ahead with obviously this revolution. Now, they've obviously destabilized before this revolution with COVID and a bunch of other factors, immigration and things like that. But they want to go forward with this revolution and obviously usher in their period of normalization or their socialist paradise with these EMP weapons. But they're on a clock because, hey, we might lose this weapon. We might lose the ability to do this. We might not be able to put them back in space. And then we can't do this revolution with our own nuclear weapons because the USA is protected. All this kind of relates to what Trump's next moves are with Iran and with this nuclear program, and how it relates obviously to the budgeting of this program. You saw that the U.S. put forward a budget for $1 trillion. They're developing F-55 fighters, F-22 Supers. If Russia and China get put into a situation where they're kind of put against the wall and their development is kind of stagnated, compared to the U.S., obviously, and it's going to be mayhem, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is being backed in corner where they're having very few moves of what to do next, which does not bode well, obviously. So we need to prepare. Obviously, go to theawakener.ca. Look at what I've kind of described there, and you can put all these pieces together. That's my job.